Survivors don't actually owe anyone their stories. So while we are living in an era where survivor stories are out all over the place, that we owe those survivors a lot of gratitude.
That is Tashmika Trock, executive director and founder of the Firecracker Foundation in Lansing, Michigan, chiming in. Trock's work with the foundation is on advocating for and providing resources to children who have experienced sexual violence.
As I'm watching even these big public disclosures around the Kavanaugh cases, I worry about the survivors who could be in that marginalized community that was perpetrated against, but knows that their story is not going to be nearly as believable or as palatable to the media.
She explains that those with marginalized identities are more likely to experience sexual violence.
Especially people with disabilities are 6 times more likely to experience sexual violence. We know that Native women and Black girls are more likely to be victims of sexual violence. And we know that our trans women are more likely to be victims and LGBTQ populations.
Trock wants to see a change in dialogue, one focused on accessibility and less on the details of a survivor's story.
I would like to see less of a conversation about the worst case in history and more of a conversation about how do we make justice and healing more accessible for every survivor in the state.
Michelle Jokishpolo for WGVU News.